T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Draft day is today, and we've been talking about it a little bit earlier in the show, what maybe we expect the Falcons to try to do in this draft. They do have the 8th overall pick. These two guys here, what are your team names again? Refresh my memory, please.
I think you know.
Mike's Mafia.
That's right. Team Mafia. That's fine. We'll go with that.
The Squid Billies. Team Squid Billy.
The Nation versus the Mafia.
No, it's just Squid Nation. Look, it's Team Squid Nation versus Team Mike's Mafia. Okay. I mean, if we were going to have the alternate nickname, Auburn is the Tigers, but they had their War Eagle as well, we'd be the Squid Swimmers.
So, we will have a draft going on here throughout the show between Mike and Bo. They will be drafting like they are the Atlanta Falcons, but with these horrid team names that they have.
They have chosen.
I am the commissioner.
Yeah.
So,
are you nervous at all? Are you going to give a state of the league address or a state of the show?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Are you going to start at 7 a.m. hour by saying the morning shift draft is officially underway?
You know, you guys are giving me some ideas. I may see what I can concoct during the break. But the draft will start in our 7 o'clock hour. And throughout that draft, you know, and even throughout this show right now, we'd love to hear from you. So you can call us at any point today at 404-726-0929. And listen, these are quick calls, folks. So you'll call us. You will tell us who you want with that 8th overall pick and why, and who you don't want on the Falcons and why. You can also tweet us on X.
Yeah, you can hit us up at MPJohnson79, at 929 Morning Shift, at what's your thing, Bo, again? Can't remember.
Squid Billy.
You just tweeted me, so I feel like you're wrong.
I can't find it.
But you can hit those two guys on. You can hit up those two guys on X and the show on X.
Our buddy Jeff Skinner is already tweeting us, said he wants to trade back to 11, take Dallas Turner, then trade up at the end of the first and get Kool-Aid McKinstry. And his worst case scenario, like we said, is taking a quarterback before round 5. I kind of agree with him on the worst case scenario. And I think he'd love to be able to trade back and still get Dallas Turner. I think that's probably a pipe dream, though.
I think you might be over drafting Kool-Aid McKinstry there.
At the back end of the first. Probably.
Yeah, I don't think. But look, here's the thing. To Jeff's point, though, in Jeff's mock draft that he's done on his simulator that he did this with, whether it's in his head or not, there's been a run on cornerbacks. And if there is a run on quarterbacks, and you feel like you have picks that you don't want to use, or you feel like Kool-Aid McKinstry is that guy, then can you go ahead and trade up? Because if there's been a run on Terry Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell and these guys, and then go get your guy. I don't have a problem with that, because then he would be the best player available. But that's why I know that they have traded up in situations. I think it would have to be a guy that they have a top 15 grade on at the back end of the first round for them to move up. That's what I think.
I don't think it has to be a top 15 grade, because there is just a couple of these positions that blend together. I think when you get past Joe Walt, the tackles kind of blend together. I don't think they'll take a tackle. I do think the wide receivers past those top three start to blend together, even the guy from LSU that we've talked about a ton. It is funny, guys, that we're talking about possibly two wide receivers from LSU and a quarterback from LSU being taken in the top 15, top 16, maybe 18, because How much does that sound like the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson kind of scenario where you've got two elite wide receivers out of LSU and a Heisman-winning quarterback, you know, going very high in the draft? So I'd be interested to see how that all plays out as well.
If Cooper DeJean and Kool-Aid McKinstry were both there, which one are you trading up for? Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm a big fan of Kool-Aid, but I'm probably a bigger fan of Cooper DeJean because I watched him play at Iowa quite a few times. I don't care what you think about the Big Ten and Iowa, what they were offensively. Their defense, as Tiffany saw up close and personal, was legit. And that kid can freaking play.
Their defense won them games this season. Yeah. And he was a big, tremendous part of that.
I think there is a lot of upside to both of them. I don't know that either one of them are in the Terry Arnold kind of range for me. I think Kool-Aid McKinstry, a little bit handsy at times. I think he kind of struggles with makeup speed, but I think he's a great athlete. And also, you gotta remember too, Kool-Aid returns kicks. That's a whole other part of his game that could be really interesting as well. And you never want to hurt for special teamers because let's be honest, a lot of these guys that are rookies that are going to come in and play the cornerback position are 1,000% going to play special teams. I've told y'all the Keith Armstrong story a million times, where Keith Armstrong used to walk into those first meetings and he'd ask the rookies what position they played, and before they could get wide receiver out of their mouth, he'd say, "No, you don't. You play gunner on the punt team. Julio Jones plays wide receiver. Roddy White plays wide receiver. You are freaking L2 on the kickoff cover team. That's what you are." And so that's something you have to take, kind of into account when you talk about some of these younger guys in the second round draft picks that'll be playing some of these positions.
I love that. The coach is like, "No,
no,
you
don't
not,
play wide
you
receiver.
Don't play wide receiver. No. Not on this team.
Julio Jones is a wide receiver."
Sorry about that. You stand corrected. No, but I think it will be intriguing to see what this team, what the Falcons end up doing. I know all eyes are going to be glued on that. And we talked about it before, too, and we heard from Terry Fontenot yesterday. He did address the media this week going into this draft. He said they've been fielding a lot of phone calls. A lot of people have been calling them, trying to inquire about a possible trade. And we do know, and both mentioned this, that those top four picks or top three picks for sure are going to be quarterbacks, but that the draft may not start until Arizona is on the clock.
And I agree with them. I think that for sure you're going to get those top three picks that are going to be quarterbacks. I just don't know in my head. I'm just telling y'all, I don't know that New England is ready for that. I think that New England would much rather have picks, depending on what kind of haul they can get in. And I think that pick is very attractive. At number three, I think they can get a boatload of picks coming back in from other teams that are willing to, you know, trade the franchise, the Julio Jones style trade to get all the way up to number three to be able to draft whoever it is that comes after the second pick, be it Drake May, Jaden Daniels, even J.J. McCarthy, if you want to slot him in up there. So I think there's a number of teams that'll be really interested to get to that pick. I don't know that New England's ready for the quarterback. I think New England, and I heard this term yesterday, I think New England would love to quarterback proof their roster first.
Yes.
You know, hey, no matter who it is that maybe we can play, and they've signed Jacoby Brissett, and they have options.
That's just such a flawed thinking. That unless you don't like, and you don't, if you're not in love with any of these guys, then that's fine. Then if just tell me that. Say, look, we're in love with any of these quarterbacks. We wanted to get the roster built before we went there. But to think that you have to get a roster quarterback ready before you get the most important, if you are in love with a guy, you take him. That's the most important position in.
They're trying to decide if they're in love with Drake May. Well, and I don't know that they are.
Let me tell you something. If you're trying to decide you're in love with something, you're not. So move the hell on. Then that's fine. But just tell me that. Don't tell me, well, we weren't quarterback. No. Just say it. Don't lie to us. We all know you weren't in love with him.
I think both not, things can be true.
We're not stupid. If
can
you're
you in, do a pros cons list?
If you're well, is this Ross and Rachel? I mean,
I made one of those this week.
Go to the Braves game. Don't go to the Braves game.
No,
go to the Braves game.
No,
don't go to the Braves
something,
game.
Something else. I might use it for the TV setup. Maybe not. I'm sorry. You give me a death stare. You're concerned? No.
I'm always concerned for you, especially, you know, your personal life.
The pros and cons.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll weigh those pros and cons in a TV's timeout. And we'll also, you know, for the last time of 2024, do a mock draft going into a draft. We'll tell you who has the Falcons projected at taking Sorry, Michael. I saw your phone thing come up, and I got completely distracted while I was trying to come up with my tease there. But we'll tell you what the mock draft has on the other side. You can also, what Mike was trying to remind me to do, is tell you all to call us so you can do that throughout the show. 404-726-0929. And you can weigh in on who you want the Falcons to take and who you don't want. That's next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.